Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Do you have joint pain and difficulty keeping your balance to avoid falling? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Sitting for extended periods of time can make our muscles weaker and joints stiffer. That's not the case for 75-year-old Antonio Tola, who from dawn to dusk each day never stops herding sheep, chopping wood, or repairing fences in Sardinia. Movement helps prevent the thinning cartilage of the joints and the decreased synovial fluid that provides joint lubrication. Start your day with a walk around the neighborhood, taking a dance class, or signing up for chair yoga, and experience the healthy results. Keep listening for more Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for bridge at Chimney Rock Road begins. Public comment period for Morro Bay hazardous waste facility closure begins as well. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Ponics, solar for savings, battery backup security, and don't just go solar, go Solar Ponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. San Luis Obispo County Public Works announced that the construction of a permanent two-lane bridge on Chimney Rock Road at Franklin Creek has begun. Winter storms in 2023 washed out the culverts beneath Chimney Rock Road, leading to an 80-foot long and 50-foot deep canyon bisecting the road. The current steel bridge was installed to provide temporary access while a permanent bridge was designed. A traffic detour will be in place with a strict 15-mile-per-hour speed limit. Residents and motorists are advised to use caution and adhere to advisory signs. Temporary traffic signals will be installed on either side of the construction detour. Construction is expected to be completed in winter 2026. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released a second statement updating the declaration of fire season made by Unit Chief John Owens. The release says that when the fire season declaration goes into effect, backyard burning of residential debris will be prohibited within all state responsibility area lands in San Luis Obispo County. Other burning must comply with requirements and have correct permits. Campfires will be allowed where permitted and property maintained. The declaration will go into effect on May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until formally terminated by Unit Chief John Owens. Public comment for Morro Bay Hazardous Waste Facility Closure. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority has submitted a closure plan for the Morro Bay Permitted Hazardous Waste Collection Facility. The County of San Luis Obispo has approved this closure plan, reviewed in compliance with California regulations, determining it has met all requirements for hazardous waste facility closure. Hazardous waste and materials must be properly managed and disposed of. Closure activities must meet performance standards for the protection of human health, and the documentation of closures must be submitted within 60 days of completion. The county has announced the opening of a public comment period for this closure, effective through May 27th. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. The City Council will discuss three place types: commercial, industrial, and innovation flex, used to determine the restrictions on buildings and construction in those zones. You can attend tonight's meeting in person at 6 or listen right here on KPRL. The California Mid-State Fair has announced legendary rock band Three Dog Night will be performing with special guests Ambrosia and John Ford Coley on Friday, July 24th. This event will be combined with wine offerings for an unforgettable evening of music and wine. Three Dog Night is known for its iconic hits such as Joy to the World, Mama Told Me Not to Come, and One. Tickets for this event will go on sale this Friday, May 1st at 10 a.m. Ticket prices start at $40. Guests who held tables for the 2025 Evening of Music and Wine will receive table renewal procedures and additional details via email at a later date. Those interested in joining the table waitlist can make reservations by emailing tickets at midstatefair.com. The Evening of Music and Wine offers a unique experience at the fair, blending live entertainment with the rich flavors of local Central Coast wineries. The 29th annual Cruisin' Morro Bay Car Show will return this weekend to Morro Bay. This beloved tradition transforms downtown Morro Bay into a sea of vintage vehicles, drawing car clubs and enthusiasts from across the state. Festivities will kick off with registration at Haven Properties on Thursday night, followed by a Friday cruise along Highway 1 to Ragged Point and a night cruise along Morro Bay Boulevard and Harbor Street. All day on Saturday, participants will proudly showcase their vehicles, starting with the show and shine at 9 a.m. This family-friendly event draws in over 500 registrants from across California and beyond, and proceeds from the show help the Morro Bay community thrive. For more information, visit morrobaycarshow.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Marlins 5-4, the Padres over the Cubs 9-7, the White Sox beat the Angels 8-7, the Yankees over the Rangers 4-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Marlins, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Athletics will face the Royals, The Angels will go against the White Sox. The Giants will face the Phillies. The Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, Game 5 for the Lakers and Rockets is tomorrow. In California news, the Trump administration has announced two more payouts for energy companies to abandon offshore wind projects under development. Blue Point Wind and Golden State have agreed to end their offshore wind leases in exchange for $900 million in reimbursements. Golden State Wind was proposing offshore projects off California's central coast. The Trump administration earlier this year called for the restarting of offshore drilling off the coast of Santa Barbara by Sable Offshore Corporation. California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed several lawsuits over the project. The case is now expected to go up to federal courts. California alleges that the offshore oil order is federal overreach. The backers of the one-time proposed California billionaires tax say they have gathered enough signatures to place the measure on the November ballot. The measure is required to get 870,000 authorized signatures. The campaign says they have collected more than 1.5 million signatures. The measure would place a one-time 5% tax on the assets of billionaires, including stocks, art, businesses, collectibles, and intellectual property, to fund health services for lower-income people. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Fertilizer costs remain a concern as discussions around inputs continue to grow in the agriculture industry. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is working with multiple agencies to address the issue. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Sam Kiefer.
The International Trade Commission is sitting right now on a process of whether or not the countervailing duties, phosphate imports from Russia and Morocco, should continue to be in place. We are arguing they should not. Over the last 5 years, we believe that the countervailing duties or the tariff or the tax on phosphates from Russia and Morocco has increased fertilizer costs for wheat growers alone by just shy of $1 billion. Yeah, $1 billion for wheat growers, that's a lot of money, particularly when you've got very tight margins. If you split $1 billion up across all growers, assuming everything's equal, over 5 years, yeah, that's probably about $20 an acre, and that could have made a difference between red and black ink, you know, for a couple years.
And U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer says the administration is working to ease fertilizer costs for farmers. He told the House Ways and Means Committee recently that USDA is reviving a fertilizer program that started under the Biden administration and never fully launched, saying that the department is reviewing applications to bring more producers into the market. They will also be working on permit reform.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California lawmakers are set to consider new legislation that would close a loophole that for decades has allowed winemakers to label wines as American, even when they are made partly from imported bulk wine. Under current federal law, wines can be labeled American when at least 75% of the liquid came from U.S.-grown grapes or agricultural products. Assembly Bill 1585 would change that threshold to 100% for wines sold in California. The bill's authors and sponsors said their intent is to promote trust among consumers by improving the accuracy and transparency of wine labels. "We want to make sure that there is truth in advertising when it comes to wine coming from the U.S., said Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom, who co-authored the bill. "This is another way of us ensuring that consumers know what they're purchasing." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that the number two lane on the U.S. 101 just south of the Los Osos Valley Road off-ramp in San Luis Obispo is still closed. Traffic in the immediate area is significantly backed up. Again, there's heavy traffic congestion on the U.S. 101 north just outside of San Luis Obispo near the Los Osos Valley Road off-ramp due to a collision earlier that resulted in the closure of the number two lane. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, continuing into Monday and Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday and Friday, low 70s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mostly lower, though the Dow opened with gains. Investors are looking at developments in the Middle East. The United Arab Emirates says it will leave OPEC and OPEC Plus later this week. Also, there are new concerns about huge spending on artificial intelligence data centers. The Wall Street Journal says OpenAI's new users and revenue are weaker than the company was estimating. Oracle's a major partner of OpenAI, and Oracle shares shares are down 5%. General Motors business topped expectations for the recent quarter. It's more optimistic about this year. GM shares down 0.5%. Coca-Cola's quarter stronger than expected. Shares opened up more than 5%. And United Parcel Service earnings and revenue topped expectations, but the stock opened lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
If you're curious about what your valuables are worth, make sure you attend Bella Jewel's upcoming buying event and speak with a state specialist, and they will give you your items a free, no obligation offer. It's May 19th through the 21st. Don't miss this opportunity to get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you. Call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231. All righty. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They're located on El Camino Real, Atascadero, serving you since 1968. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL. Join us on the Tuesday edition.
Well, I make it all right.
KPRL.
This afternoon, Protecting What Matters. Barry will have on Councilman Chris Bausch, and then also from the city of Paso Robles, the Economic Development Manager, Mr. Paul Sloan. So enjoy that all this afternoon, 12:30 until 1. Let's see here on the text. What is the reason that the Washington, D.C. shooter has no shirt? I don't know, maybe in this a strip search, perhaps. I can't tell you. I'm sure everybody's seen that picture. I don't know. All right, I got this information. Last hour we were talking a bit about the billionaire tax. And boy, we're going to go after those people, those mean rascals that have contributed many jobs and so forth. Anyway, there are consequences. I'm sure the people that signed this petition that will vote for it in November, the intended consequences, as we like to throw around one every once in a while. Now, this bill has secured enough signatures from dodo birds to appear on the November ballot here in the Golden State. Well, Newsom even said, you know, this is probably not a good idea. Now, I don't know how sincere he was, but anyway, he came out. Well, a new published report has come out yesterday, and thank you for forwarded this to me. More than 100,000 jobs could be lost if the tax goes into effect. And the study also concluded $28 billion worth of wages would also be lost in California. This means fewer career opportunities in the state's most dynamic industry and in the businesses that serve them, the report indicated. Unintended consequences. Okay? And this is the study was done by veteran consultants to oppose the initiative. They have ties to Governor Gavin Newsom, who says here, as I mentioned, publicly opposes the tax. Now, the tax proposed by the Service Employees International Union and United Healthcare Workers would impose a one-time 5% levy on California residents with assets exceeding $1 billion. And, of course, the union says it's needed to prevent the collapse of California's health care and, of course, help fund our fine education system here, public education, and also the state food assistance programs. However, the study estimated that at least 40 ultra-wealthy Californians would leave the state as a result, meaning half of the $2 trillion held by the state's billionaires would be gone. Already, a number of them have announced they've left California. Overall, the study estimates $12 billion in annual personal income tax revenue losses by 2046, with a total of lost of $122 billion over the next two decades. The lower tax revenue will hurt public services, this study has claimed. The majority of Californians support the billionaire tax, but opponents are putting up a fight. Well, we'll see. They have to get the message out. They're going to be fighting union money more than likely. Speaking of that, the union money, and this has to do with the voter ID here in California. And this will be on the ballot, too. It qualified late last week for the November 3rd ballot. And so we will decide whether to require voters to show proof of citizenship before casting the ballot. Currently, voters only need to provide an ID and social security number when they register to vote. 36 states require or recommend voters show some form of identification at the polls. And that's according to the National Conference of State Legislators. And let's see here. There's a campaign, and to get this going, there was about $10 million campaign committee that they helped raise last year. Now, of course, here we go. Voting rights groups say the initiative will suppress turnout among eligible voters who don't have the documents on hand, many of whom are disproportionately poor and people of color. They don't have the documents on hand. Well, how many of us walk around with the documents on hand? We prepare ourselves when we go to do certain things. The state's most powerful labor unions plan to campaign heavily against it. And there'll be other unions as well. Now, let's see here. Californians broadly support the voter identification at the polls, but are split along the ideological lines when given specific details about the ballot measure. That's according to from up there in Berkeley. When told that the measure is to combat voter fraud and that it could suppress eligible voters, support dipped to only 37%. Well, I think it was, what, around 73 or 75? People don't understand that this is how people don't have any IDs. It's just beyond. If they're poor, disproportionately poor and so forth, they are getting government assistance. And if they're getting government assistance, they have to prove. Or in the state of California, since we have so much fraud, maybe they don't. I don't know. Let's see here. California's base state excise tax on gas set to increase by 1.6 cents per gallon July 1st. Well, it's only money. It's only money. Also, I'm going to throw out a question, folks. You've heard the controversy, if you want to call it that, over Jimmy Kimmel and his remarks regarding Melania Trump. What was it, last Thursday? Obviously, a couple of days before the attempted shooting in D.C. on Saturday night. Should the president or the first lady be telling, whether it's networks, news, fish wraps, or whatever, to fire somebody? Should they do that, or should they just leave it up to the good or bad sense of the people in charge to get rid of an employee? Just wondering what you think. Also, I did see this yesterday, and this kind of goes along with the comments Jimmy Kimmel made regarding Melania Trump, but there's also this going on in Wisconsin. And I saw a picture of the place. It was on Fox News yesterday. A Wisconsin brewery and tap room known for promising free beer when President Donald Trump dies is drawing scrutiny for posting on Facebook. This brewing company is owned by Wisconsin Democrat Kirk, whatever his name is. He's a former state assembly candidate who has repeatedly used the brewery's brand to attack Trump and Republicans. The brewery's social media lamented Saturday night's foiled attack at the White House, and they sell politically themed merchandise, including shirts saying, "I wish it was free beer day," and pitches a progressive brand that pairs beer with activism and snarky progressive mercs. Anyway, some people are saying the owner of this bar should be criminally prosecuted, murder for hire charges involving hiring some, killing another person. Da, 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 da. So is free beer when President Trump dies. Well, I mean, it's despicable that people would do this, and Jimmy Kimmel and so forth. But if you remember last week, we had a conversation with someone who believes very much in people being able to do pretty much what they want. Pretty much what they want. Is this a situation where, yes, this is in bad taste, poor taste, despicable, etc., etc.? But should it just be up to the public to decide if they want to frequent this bar, if they want to watch Jimmy Kimmel, etc., etc.? So how far? And maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. It's what I find it... we've come to this. There's several echoes. Someone, no, sir. It has nothing to do with what you're thinking about. Don't. I got a text here. No, it's more than that. You just have to sometimes read between the lines. But this is probably my old pervert buddy texting in. All right, 238-5775, 238. KPRL. So the voter initiative, we'll see how that, and again, the unions will be putting a lot of money into this, not just the labor unions. I read somewhere, I think it was last week, that the teachers union plans to put in money against this as well, the initiative. So we'll see what happens. It's it comes up on us pretty fast, pretty fast. Here's something here locally. The city of Arroyo Grande, they are proposing, they want to find out from the public on a potential cannabis tax in the city. And again, I'm just throwing this out here because the city says it's losing money because residents are traveling to other cities in the county to buy cannabis. We've heard the same thing here in past Robles, or at least I don't know if that's true anymore, but you know, going back a couple of years, there was a little bit of a controversy, so I don't know where that stands. But remember, whatever your thoughts are, it is a legal product. It is a legal product. So the city wants to, of course, like every city, they're legalized pimps. They want to get some of that money. So they will be asking the citizens what they think. And of course, people are all for it. Well, I shouldn't say people. Many people are in favor of it. They said, well, it could add about $500,000 annually to the general fund. All right, that'll be up to the people of Grover Beach to decide. But again, I always go back to, because they mention in the article that this will help with the growth of Grover City for the infrastructure. I guess it is a case or an example of the dog never catches its tail. If the city is growing that much, what's happening to the money? Why aren't they able to keep up with infrastructure? Are deals made, as we talked about last week, with contractors and so forth on, well, you know, these fees, but we'll hit the general public with those fees. So they're looking for this to help them out. And again, it's their city if they want, and it is a legal product. So when I came across this, I saw that California, now this is as of this year, 2026, California holds the world's largest legal cannabis market. Although sales have dipped a little bit from 3.9 billion last year, the year before that in 2024 it was 4.2. And part of the reason is the competition from the illicit markets, which still provides nearly 60% of products consumed in the state. So I'm just wondering, with the Arroyo Grande situation, where these people are getting it outside, they say, of Arroyo Grande. So are the people, and, you know, for those of you that indulge, are you paying a higher price from now from when it was legalized, when the state started taxing it and so forth and so on? Are you still getting it from your same sources? But the market remains pretty high, although some of the businesses obviously have struggled. And legal production and demand continues to grow, but the industry, or the market, if you will, is plagued by the high taxes, the regulatory burdens, and again, I'll throw in the illicit market is what it's referred to. So, in summary, the industry is successful. It's generating and producing some money, but it is the profit margin that has many legal operators concerned. So the ongoing battle, I think it's, we weren't getting any money from it before, but just think about this. Since the legalization of cannabis in the state of California, this goes back to 2018 when it went into effect, the industry has generated more than $7.87 billion in total tax revenue, and the state regularly brings in over $1 billion annual tax, the tax side of it. Now, the recent trends, it's exceeded in the first half of 2026. So the revenue supports public service, including youth substance abuse programs, which I find somewhat comical when you put everything together, and environmental restoration and public safety. Here's one of the things I haven't been able to find out. What does it cost in safety? And I'm referring to police enforcement. I remember, I forget if it was Ian Parkinson or our district attorney, Dan Dow, when this debate came up on what would be the cost to law enforcement with the cannabis industry. And I've never seen any numbers on it, although I have looked fairly hard for it. Let me see on the email, Kimmel. If Kimmel can voice his opinion, so can Melanie towards him. He's an idiot and not funny at all. Okay, I'm not going to compare the First Lady to a comedian or so-called comedian. She, I know she has no legal power, but should she do that? You know, just because Jimmy can do it, should she, the first lady, be doing that? I don't, and I like Melania, but is that a reason? If he can do it, she could do it. I don't agree with that. I don't think that, I mean, again, she can voice her opinion. We know that. Anyway, I don't think so. Just if people want to watch his program, that's fine. That's fine. That's the way it works. All righty. We are going to exit stage left. Uh-oh. Yes, we are. There it is.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. The City Council will discuss three place types, commercial, industrial, and innovation flex, used to determine the restrictions on buildings and construction in those zones. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released a second statement updating the declaration of fire season made by Unit Chief John Owens yesterday. When the fire season declaration goes into effect, backyard burning of residential debris will be prohibited within all state responsibility lands in San Luis Obispo County. The declaration will go into effect May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain into effect until formally terminated by Unit Chief Owens. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. You could call it King's Day at the White House. King Charles and Queen Camilla's formal arrival ceremony will be followed by the King's speech before a joint meeting of Congress marking America's 250th. A California engineer now formally charged with trying to assassinate President Trump Saturday night, D.C. federal prosecutor Jeanine Pirro, saying he was willing to kill whoever was in the way, the detention hearing on Thursday. No apology last night from ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel.
It was a very light roast joke about the fact that he's almost 80 and she's younger than I am. It was not by any stretch of the definition a call to assassination, and they know that. I've been very vocal for many years speaking out against gun violence.
It was for his White House correspondent dinner parody, saying the First Lady glowed like an expectant widow. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
North County Weather.
At 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Abundance of sunshine, so it says. Highs in the mid-70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s, mainly sunny on your Wednesday. Highs should be right at 80 degrees as we head out to Thursday, low 80s. Same on Friday, Saturday, mid-70s, upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and back to upper 60s Tuesday. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:15 a.m., 7:47 p.m., and now we're at 47. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. You like bagels? Who doesn't like bagels? Everybody likes bagels. Even Mikey likes bagels. Well, Stein's Deli in Atascadero, you can buy the bagels every Saturday from 9 till noon at their commercial kitchen out there on Union Road. That's Sweet G in Paso Robles. Order the Big Apple with lox and cream cheese or the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, my goodness. Or just pick up a dozen great bagels. Follow them on Facebook at Stein's Barbecue, or you can call Brian, order ahead, 805-975-5520. All righty, moving right along here on your Tuesday edition at the Right Choice. And let's see here, where are we at? Right here. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, serving lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, Wednesday through Sunday, they've got dinner for you. Let's see here. Why do I have... I didn't have anything. I thought I had yesterday's information. Oh, boy. From Van there, from the Operation Surf people. Okay, let's see here. We've got to keep going on. Well, all right, hold on. Let's see here. Oh, boy. Yep, I was. I ended up talking with him quite a bit after the show. All right, Family Praise and Worship presents free clothing giveaway March 16th. That's in May. From 9 until 2, free clothing for everyone to enjoy. Come find a blessing in your size. This will take place at the Templeton Community Center on Main Street. And again, and if you'd like to donate some clothes for this event, please contact Pastor Haynes. And that number is 805-975-8594. All righty. Also, speaking of things, don't forget barbecue. It's for the Boy Scout Troop 60 and 1602. That will be Saturday, May 9th from 11 till 1. And they need you to... The tickets will be sold until May 2nd, because obviously they have to order the meat and so forth. And the location to pick up is on Oak Street, you know, the regular location. Again, that's Saturday, May 9th. It's $75 per dinner, but it will feed five, and it is delicious. All right, you can go to Scouts BSA Troop 60 and look that up and get those tickets, all right? And they appreciate it very much. Again, the tickets will be sold until... This Saturday. All righty, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Again, I just mentioned a little while ago about that special event, the 19th through the 20th. Go to BellaJewel.com and get some cash. All righty, let's see here. Our local celebrities on this Tuesday, fairly lengthy list. Leading it off, we have Art Bennett, CJ Bruin, George Carminetti, Frank Platts, Natalie Rossier, Oliver Russell, Levi Barrett, Bill Dalig, says Jeanette Lopez, Piper Sundquist, Mike Weaver, Michelle Boots, we have Fiona Blythe, Robert and Deb Matthews, Eric and Annie Payton, and John and Yvonne Hart. Those are all your local celebrities. Treat them as they deserve to be treated. Okay, on my right-hand side, Mr. Monroe, and I don't mean Earl the Pearl Monroe, I mean James Monroe, your fifth president, 1758-1831. Onward we go. Oh, this guy was a really good actor. Man, loved him in Key Largo and It's a Wonderful Life and others. Lionel Barrymore, 1878-1954. Key Largo was such a good movie. Well, how about this? You've heard of him, Oscar Schindler, 1908-1974. Ferruccio Lamborghini, yes, the creator of the car, 1916-1993. Onward we go, and part of our trivia question this morning, Harper Lee, to Kill a Mockingbird. She was born in 1926. You know how that came about? Of course you don't. In 1956, for a Christmas gift, Harper Lee's friend, didn't say who, gave her a year's wages with the note, "You have 1 year off from your job to write whatever you please. Merry Christmas." Thus ended up To Kill a Mockingbird. That's a pretty cool story. Pretty cool story. All right, continuing on the list here, we have, after Harper Lee, Carolyn Jones from the Addams Family and others. She was born in 1929, passed away in 1983. Good riddance, executed on this day, and not this day, but he was born on this day, but he was executed in 2006. Saddam Hussein, 1937. Anne Margaret, she was born in 1941. From Dr. Hook, John Walters, 1945. He passed away in 1997. Welcome back, Kater, Marcia Strassman. She was Gabe's wife in the series, 1948. She passed away in 2014. Onward we go. Always liked this guy as an actor. Passed away much too young. Bruno Kirby, 1949, 2006. Jay Leno, 1950. Also from the Allman Brothers Band, and also associated with the Rolling Stones and John Mayer, the Black Crowes, Eric Clapton, and it goes on. Chuck Leval, 1952. Mary McDonald, the actress, 1952. This guy wasn't a bad defensive back for the Redskins. Tony Peters, 1953. Hal Sutton, golf champ. The big left-hander for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Browning, 1960. Teammate of Tom Browning, and he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Barry Larkin, shortstop, born in 1964. Everybody's good drinking buddy, John Daly, 1966. Also, we have, let's see here, Chris Young from Falcon Crest, 1971. Penelope Cruz, 1974, not a bad wide receiver. James Thrash, 1975. Onward, Dave Power, the actor from Shuttle and The Last Supper and a couple of others, 1973. Let's see here. Bradley Wiggins, Olympic cycling champ, was born on this day in 1980. Jessica Alba, the actress, 1981, and that is it. All right, let's see here. Passing away in this day as we go down the list here. I saw some people. This is the list. Oh, you remember Gunsmoke. Of course, most of you do. He was in it, but he was also in, he began his career in the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Ken Curtis. That's right, he was Festus. He passed away in 1991. Executed this day, goodness, thank you, Benito Mussolini, 1945, and then he just hung around after he was shot. Also passing away on this day, Michael Collins, one of the NASA astronauts. He flew Apollo 11, 2021. Roy Calhoun, the American actor, did a lot of Westerns. He passed away in 1999. And also, oh, man, I love Marshall Tucker Band. Tommy Caldwell, he passed away in 1980. And who else? Ed Begley, 1970. He was, like yesterday, what's his face? I forget his name, but he was in 12 Angry Men. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today is your former president and statesman, James Monroe, to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. San Luis Obispo County Public Works announced that the construction of a permanent two-lane bridge on Chimney Rock Road has begun. This will replace the current temporary steel bridge, and construction is expected to be completed in winter 2026. The 29th annual Cruise in Morro Bay Car Show will return this weekend. This beloved tradition transforms downtown Morro Bay into a sea of vintage vehicles, drawing car clubs and enthusiasts from across the state. This family-friendly event draws in over 500 registrations from California and beyond. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
What's very interesting about James Monroe, for everything he accomplished and so forth, and his, you know, his mark left on history, is that As a delegate to the Virginia Convention, he opposed ratification of the United States Constitution. Why? Claiming it gave too much power to the central government. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solar Ponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.